should be very nice in the afternoon. Sunday looks like a beautiful day. It'll be somewhat warmer Monday and Tuesday, then cooler once again. Rocky weather. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
71 degrees currently in Kenosha, 67 Burlington, Milwaukee 72, also 72 in Racine. Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Happy National Hug Your Boss Day.
Okay. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. So if you're into that, go ahead.
Okay.
No.
Well, you are the...
I'm not your boss.
You are the news director.
I'm not your boss. Do not shut that door. Shut the door.
Don't you want a hug?
No. No.
Will you stand a hug?
No.
Well, you're the boss. You are the news director.
I'm not your boss, though.
Well, you're the boss.
No.
You are a boss.
I am.
All right, air hug. I'm giving him an air hug, yeah. The great Tom Karko.
Where's my ruler?
Talk while I walk.
Mr. Klein, would you please sit down? Remember that back in the school days? Jeez. Okay.
You're not a real huggy guy.
No.
I'm picking up my headset.
Jeez, nice. That your headset?
Not the stations, right? Hugging is very important. Human contact.
Okay.
TK.
Uh-huh. I go home for that.
Now that's TMI. Not really.
Anywho.
I really could use a hug. The air hug didn't work for me.
You want to get a charge? I get and hug? Towers and back. That'll help.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And
let's not forget what happened 15 years ago either.
That the 11th is on what, Sunday?
Yep.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's I was doing a radio show that day.
We were all working at that time.
I was traveling. I lived in Tampa, but the station was in Clearwater. And I stopped at the post office in Riverview. And just had heard that at the time they thought that it was a like a little twin engine plane.
Yeah, that's what we all kind of thought. It was some accident that happened, and you know, then all that happened. Jeez.
And I walked into the post office. I was standing in line, and I said to the guy in front of me, "I said, did you hear that a little plane just hit the World Trade Center?"
I hate those things.
Yeah, not the
computers.
World Trade Center, and then. He said, no, I didn't hear that. So that was the first time I had spoken of it. I just heard it on the radio. And then as I was driving, it's about an hour and a half trip because it was right on the Gulf in Clearwater, the radio station. And by the time I got, before I went over the causeway, by the time I got to the Tampa airport, they had shut air traffic down.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a call from my boss, and he said, don't even come in. We're just going to national coverage. From it.
Yeah.
So I was one of the people in the country that didn't see the planes go into the buildings live. I saw that on replay when I got back home, but I called Dawn and all she wanted to do was go and get our kids at school. And I said, they're fine. They're safe. And they don't know about it probably. Let them finish their day. And that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy stuff.
Yeah, and here we had lost our ABC feed because somebody had accidentally, back in the day, we had a line feed from a satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had actually cut it with the lawnmower. So we had to jerry-rig something. Ron Richards, our operations guy at the time, jerry-rigged something. So we had, at the time, ABC News with live coverage. Strung a cord down the hallway, and off we went.
Wonder if it was Mercury retrograde, then.
No.
Maybe not. It was a lawnmower.
Paying no attention on the lawnmower.
All right. Well, yeah, 9/11, man. Whew. It's, how many years has it been?
15 years.
That's just hard to believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're still engaged in that mess over there still. It's going to be going on for a while.
Yep.
It's a generational thing. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend best you can.
You too.
There he goes, the great Tom Karko. We are going to be joined momentarily by the intermediator, Chris Harrington, to talk about all these things. From Nacogdoches, Texas, is where Chris is this morning. We'll do that after WRJN Cover Sports.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles.